Hello and
Blog
welcome
Talk
to
Radio.
Hi. Good morning, world, or good afternoon, wherever locale you're in. This is Derek Gillard, and you have tuned in with me and my partner, Tina Neesh. Say hello, Tina.
Hello, Derek, and everybody out there in the virtual world.
The virtual world, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio and iTunes and Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us on our very first show, Sex Talk with Derek and Tina.
Whoop, whoop. All right, people, take the lids off of the cans. Today we're just going to inform you as to who we are and what our goals are for the show. And we want you to listen closely because we are very unique individuals, to say the least. You will not be bored on this show. We will talk about a variety of subjects, all with the intention on making you enjoy your sexual tendencies. Proclivities? I don't know. Whatever the hell you call it.
Right, right. We definitely will talk about any topics that you want to talk about, that we want to talk about. It's just a conversation. And, you know, the more we talk about these things and get them out of the dark,
yes.
For example, it just makes it life easier. You can love and accept yourself, all your little sexual, what you might think are naughtiness, are really not necessarily naughtiness. They're just you. So we want you to love you, to love your sexual preferences, your sexual ideas, your sexual fetishes.
That was what I was looking for, fetishes, yes. So with that, you know, let's definitely, you know, understand that coming out of the closet is just not for our brothers and sisters that have to hide their sexual gender, but coming out of the closet is for every individual that has to feel like they have to put a lid on who they are, right? This is the age of Aquarius, and I tell you, baby, it's time to rock and roll. So I'm going to interview Tina, my co-host, as my first guest, because she has a lot of interesting things going on, and she is definitely a mover and shaker in the realm of personal empowerment and sexual fulfillment. So, Tina, tell this audience who you are, kind of like how did you get started with this empowerment, this sexual revolution, you know? So, like, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wow. Well, Derek, you know, nothing is really going to be off limits on the show. If we go through the show, you're going to learn so much about each of us. You might just be a little surprised.
Shocked, most definitely.
Right. So, you know, the thing about sexuality and where each of us come from, we all have our own journey. My journey started very young in terms of my introduction to things around sexuality, my curiosity around things sexual. And I think most of us do, but we sometimes don't even realize that some of the stuff that comes from even very early childhood, playing around, doing playing house, you know, all of those things that we might be doing and observing in our own household and observing in the people around us, or finding a naughty magazine or finding a sex book on the shelf, all of that stuff makes us who we are. You know, I have my own story. Derek has his own story. You're going to learn a lot about that. But like the little tiny mini version to start you off today on this.
Yeah, no, I was
going
to say, don't hold out, Tina, because you know,
yeah,
you want to know.
Just a little mini version. Even I remember being a kid and playing house, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We did things like, a robber comes in your bedroom and they have you down on the
bed.
Oh,
my God. Is it PG or X-rated already? You don't waste time, girl.
But we weren't doing anything overtly sexual. It was more like, I'm gonna steal all your stuff, but you're still, like, holding a person down on the bed.
Right.
Something like, you know, even the simplest little things like that. I actually flashed my boobs to some kids. I think I was maybe 10 or like 11.
Did you have boobs?
I had boobs.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Okay.
But even when I was 12 years old, most people thought I was 16 or 17.
Okay.
So
okay.
I kind of have that physical maturity, and that definitely makes a difference, too.
Right.
Some kids who developed that way early, it definitely affects things because people would look at me differently. They didn't look at me as a 12-year-old. They might have looked at me thinking I was 16 or
right.
17.
So you were more of a woman in a child's body.
Yeah.
A child's woman's body.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
There we go.
You know, so there was like little things and introductions to stuff. I mean, my cousin and I were naked one time playing house because we didn't have sex. We didn't touch each other. But when you play house, what do your parents do? When you're playing house, they like take off their clothes and they go to bed.
Well, yeah. Some parents do.
Some parents do. So even all of those little things kind of, they spark little things that we don't even sometimes realize. You know, a flasher followed me home when I was 11. I was sexually abused starting when I was 12 and went on for a few years. I was acquaintance raped. I had, I was raped later by someone who I really trusted. I dated someone who ended up having a double life and was really married under another name. And,
wow.
Yeah,
wow,
so
wow.
I was 17 years old.
So Agatha Christie's sexual intrigue and mystery?
Right. So my whole introduction around sexuality was just maybe different than other people, maybe a little more intense than other people might have.
Right, right.
And not everybody's going to have those kinds of extreme experiences,
right.
But a lot of us do,
okay.
A lot. And so it all led, me to then deal with the sexual abuse, go to therapy for that, and then just all of those sparked curiosities.
Right. So now let me interject here because I know about you, and I want to get to some of this meat and potato about you because you use the word double life. Right, in reference to other people. But there is...
Oh, wait. Derek is trying to out me on the very first show.
Because we do not play here on Sex Talk. We put it out there. And I'm hearing your story, and I understand how things maybe started for you, and I can appreciate the graceful, elegant woman that you are now. But then there's also something about you that... You know, and I don't want to give it too much away, but you need to tell this audience
So, but I think that part is important. It's really important.
For sure, because everybody, has a story, but not everyone is able to share it.
Right.
You know, and so I commend you, as my co-host, being able to partner with me to talk about these things, because these are important, right? So if you've had some type of... sexual experience in your young life and maybe it was unwarranted, right, you can still excel. You can be a popular writer. You can be an author. You can be, I'm not giving too many clues, am I? You can be all these wonderful things and overcome that. So what was your transition like? So you experienced that, and where did that lead you to? Who are you?
Who am I? That's the question of the day. So having those experiences definitely led me in a way that sparked my curiosity, where I could have gone the other way and been totally against anything odd sexually or, been afraid of sexuality. And some people do. For me, those experiences in a way sparked more curiosity for me.
Oh, okay.
So, as I get older, and I was a college instructor, and then joking around one day, we saw this ad in one of those back in the 90s, before the internet. we would read those magazines like the Metro Times in Detroit, and they'd have all those sex ads in the back, and they were funny personal ads. You could just read the craziest things before Craigslist.
I remember those.
So we would read all this fun stuff. Well, one of them one day said, "Phone actresses wanted." Yeah, so me and my friends were laughing.
For those who may not know, what's a phone actress?
Well, that's what we joked about. Like, what's that? And we're like, I bet it's phone sex. And so I called because I was curious.
Mm.
I called, and the man answers phone, and he's talking to me, and I'm just laughing. And he's like, you have a really great voice. You could totally do phone sex, right? Men would love your voice.
Nice.
And I said, oh, no, I would just laugh. I would just start laughing. He goes, no, men like that too. So that's good. Why don't you try it? Right. So here I am, a college instructor by day, start doing phone sex by night.
No, phone sex girl in the nighttime. Yes, and how was that experience?
It was really fun.
A lot of satisfied callers?
Very satisfied callers. I'm one of the best.
Angel
I'll admit. I really am very good. But what made me really good at that is that I could listen to someone, and then maybe I didn't even realize I had that ability at that time. I could listen to someone and hear what their needs are and be able to help them create that fantasy. And what I really found is that all these callers were really looking for somebody to talk to.
Right.
So they wanted somebody to share this, but they were too afraid to maybe tell their partner. They were too afraid to share it with anybody because some of the stuff was pretty freaky.
Right, okay.
So I really opened my eyes even more to like, whoa, wow, this is some crazy stuff.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I have to interject because you found the way to find therapy in this. So I want to say to all those guys and gals that use phone sex as a means of getting off, there's nothing wrong with you. It's therapeutic. You heard it here from Tina, right? So, in fact, we need sponsors. So any phone sex companies that want to start us, right? This is great.
Well, I'll be talking to some friends who, you know, they still do it, right? it really was, it's an outlet for a lot of people, and it really, I really learned a lot about people.
Okay.
I also learned a lot about my own sexuality, because when you're talking about the details of the sexual fantasy with somebody, you really start to think like, what do I do? Where do I touch? What, you know, because you're really detailed when you're talking about it.
Right, you have to
because
be graphic.
Because you're not there,
right.
You're not there just doing it. You have to really describe in detail what you might do if they were really there. What would you do to me? Whatever. Some men just wanted to listen to me moan, and those were so boring. I didn't even like those calls. I'd get a sore throat. It's like, whatever. But I really liked being creative because I am a very creative person. So, and I would write a little bit of stories and a little bit of a blog, and I had I even wrote for another company as certain characters. And so I had, you know, stories and wrote characters as, you know, that persona that phone actress. And I had a couple of different identities within it, but one main one. And it was really fun. So I did it off and on for a number of years for two different companies. And I never did it full time.
Right.
Because
it wasn't your money.
Right. I mean, if I wanted to do it more, I could have made a lot more money. But I more did it a little bit for fun. Now, not sexual fun, I will say.
Right.
Because honestly, I'm not going to blow it for all the men who call and, you know, your fantasies about what the woman's doing on the other end of the phone.
Cover your ears, guys. Don't let her ruin it for you.
I'm not going to ruin it for you. But I just did it out of curiosity, a little bit extra money, and it really helped strengthen even my own sex life. Cause then I started because then, like, the next time I might be with my boyfriend, like, what am I doing? How am I going to do this? Where's, I won't get all the details of all the body parts, but, you might really be thinking about some of those things in a little bit different way. So it really enhanced it. And so that just developed more curiosity and going to other levels. And I won't share all the details today of everything else I've done because it comes with other stuff.
Right.
You know, having that kind of background just, It kept me in that realm of curiosity around sexuality. And then over the years, you know, now a lot of people know me in the self-love work I do, but I'm able to also work with people on the sexual side, and I do a lot because, as I was saying, I used to write those blogs and write those little diary things, some stories way back as a phone sex actress, and then I publish them. So I'm an international best-selling erotica author.
Get the pen out. You need to take this information down. You have, are people, going to be able to find the other side of Tina? You know, because with this talk show, we want to be able to, there's only so many things that we can say on air, but having this other persona, can people find you in a different locale?
Oh, sure.
Right, get your pens out, people.
I work with a group. There's several different writers that are writing stories and putting them into some collections at a site called almostfreesexbooks.com. So I'm not the only author there, but there's several of them, and and we write funny stories and stuff like that.
What's the name of the site again?
AlmostFreeSexbooks.com.
Almost free. Nice.
Almost free. If I'm not quite free, but I think there's one 99 cents, $2.99. Everything's $2.99 or less, though. So.
Okay.
Good deals. Good deals there. And, you know, and it's just, and it's all okay. You know, and I'm able to, now I blend both my work. So I've been a life coach working in happiness and self-love for a number of years. A lot of people don't know it, but a lot of the people who come through who might read some of the stuff or know me in that other realm, I also work with them in the same thing, love that stuff.
Right.
You know, how do you love yourself, accept yourself, no matter what? And
that's
so,
nice.
You know, I'm able to help people. You know, one man who I worked with recently, him and his wife, over the last couple of years, he hated himself because of a fetish. I'm not going to share what his fetish was, but he hated himself. And here's like a man who's successful, smart. Nobody would look at him and ever think he would hate himself. And
right.
That's the thing. Most
right.
people don't. I used to hate myself when I was young,
right.
partly because of some of the things that, you know, I told you about. People would look at my life and didn't think that I must hate myself. I was, like, smart, did well in school, you know, all that.
Financially stable. You know,
right.
Right.
So a lot of times people don't know
right.
that
no.
what you feel. So this man, you know, hated himself. And after he was doing some of the love fest work, because I wrote a book called 40 Day Love Fest for You, and he and his wife did that and a little modified program I have for couples. A couple minutes later, he said, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to like love myself. I don't, you know, that. But I kind of like myself now.
Yeah, yeah? That's good.
And so
good.
I'm just, like, crying, right, because that's what you want to do. You want to just have feel a little bit better today than you did yesterday. And that's what we're going to help you do on this show.
Yeah.
When you're talking about these sex topics.
Yeah.
It's not to just be about, let's talk about sex. That's great.
Although I will take you there.
Right.
I will take you there, but it's good, you know, the empowerment aspect.
Yeah, it's
right?
really empowering because
yes.
the more we can talk about it, even though we're talking about it sometimes with a funny slant,
right.
it empowers us, you know, and it brings some things that we can then generate other conversations. We can start with the funny stuff, generate conversations around the rest.
Speaking of
oh, yeah.
which, I just wanted to tell you before you finish, I saw an amazing article about a 79-year-old woman
yeah.
who electrocuted herself because she fell asleep with her vibrator inside of her. Now, you know, talking about empowerment, if we have any listeners out there that are over the age of 50, don't think that your groove is going to disappear. Right?
I'm almost 50. I'm like so young.
You're so young. Right.
And she's 79. Yeah, I thought that was great. I
yeah.
just thought it was so great because not great that she got electrocuted. Sorry.
Right. No, no, not.
But
that.
Great that she's still active, you
Absolutely.
Know? And I think
Absolutely.
The article, I don't even know if I'm not sure if all the article was true because it got kind of detailed. It was like weird. But
yeah.
If she doesn't have a relationship, why shouldn't she do that?
Right. I felt
At
sorry
any
for her.
Age.
I felt sorry that they wanted to confiscate all of her.
Yeah,
children.
They're afraid she's going to hurt herself with her sex toys. Let her hurt herself with her sex toys. I mean, come on. You know,
right.
Like, if you want to be happy.
Right. She was not hurting anybody, but these are the type of things that you'll see talk about on the show here with us. And, you know, Tina, I want to commend you from the standpoint that you did not let your early childhood keep you repressed or mm-hmm. keep you from enjoying what is a natural function, right? And then also being able to help out other members of society through generous phone sex conversation.
Well, no, they were generous to me.
They were. Yes, yes. You hear
okay.
that?
You will learn one of my little secrets is, okay, I will have to say, partly around the phone sex thing, this is like if other shows, we can talk more about this too, of course. But I really, what I liked about it is I liked getting paid for it.
Right.
I really did. I have to say, that was a little bit empowering mm-hmm. as well. And I'll be honest, like it was therapeutic in a way because maybe I felt disempowered through some of the other experiences.
Right.
So sure, I may have used that to empower myself a little bit. You know, we all do. We got to do what we do.
Yeah.
It might not be that I want to do that forever, you know, sitting on the phone listening to people jerk off. It's not like exactly my
idea. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's not exactly my idea of a great time.
Right.
But you know what? It was what it was for when it was.
Right.
And it gave me a little bit, it took it gave me the ability to bring back a little bit more power to my sexuality that had been taken by other people.
Right, I get
you know,
that.
So we can do that, you know,
that's
we
huge.
Do that.
That's right.
So that's a little bit about me,
right.
Maybe too much about me.
Oh,
yes.
Perfect, it was perfect. So that way, now, when we give advice, because that is one of the things that Tina and I will do, we will use our wealth of experience. I am a life coach and spiritual advisor. I have had some situations sexually that has brought me to an awareness at an early age. So I will use that as well to help you and guide you on your path through this amazing maze of sexual experience. And I can tell you from a man's point of view, it is very hard for us to share how we feel. There are tendencies that we may have or even ideas that we may kind of toy around with, but without having an outlet to express yourself, sometimes you may not want to share it with your partner or significant other, because as a man, everything is always supposed to be perfect and in line and in harmony, and you know, that's just not the case. So I tell you, come one, come all, fetishes, problems, whatever you have, and let Tina and I and nurture you and show you acceptance in this wonderful, beautiful, mad world that we live in.
Ah,
yes.
Good.
Well, that was mine. I tied mine into yours. That's the
well, Derek, you know, there wasn't too much there. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. You know, whatever it is, either kind of what you're doing now or maybe some of that. You know, talking about, you don't have to talk about everything, but you have these early childhood sexual experiences. And, well, what is something, you know, about Derek? Tell us a little bit more about Derek. How does that really evolve into who you are now?
Let's see. Now I'm a guy, so I got to play kind of tough here. I am on a journey that I don't even anticipate where the end will be. I do have a great partner. Her name is Audra, and she's very patient with me, you know, and it's been very great, because I've had other relationships where I had to have on this false persona of what a man is, and sometimes I felt like a show monkey because the girls would want to snap their fingers and think that I'm ready for sex, and maybe I'm a metrosexual guy, you know, you have to finesse me. You know,
you need a little foreplay.
That's it. Give me some wine. Take me to a movie. You know what I mean? I'm not always the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of guy. And so, you know, for me, because of my childhood experiences and my mommy issues, I think I need coddling, you know. I like to have some breath in my face. It's really important to establish a connection for me. And so, you know, because I'm devilishly handsome, I think that some would think that I'm quite easy or that's all that I care about. And, you know, although I'm an Aquarius and I feel that I'm pretty good at sex, I don't think Audra would complain at all. But I care so much about everything else, too, because like most women feel, touch is important, the look, the tone, you know, the setting and environment is important, you know. So I care about those things, too. So, Yeah, I'm a big baby, but, you know, I feel definitely empowered with sex. And depending on the partner that you have, it's one that can allow you to express all your different fantasies and fetishes. Thankfully for me, time is getting short, so I can't go into all of the particular proclivities. But I will say that sometimes when we're young and we experience these traumatic situation sexually, it takes us to a place where it could be viewed by other people who don't understand as something that would be perverse or, you know, unnatural. But again, the space that Tina and I are coming from is that there is good and bad and good. And so in this particular age of Aquarius that we live in, we are searching and speaking to the soul of the person, right? The spirit of the person. This is not your physical, fleshly type of person that we're talking to. We're talking to that lost or injured child inside of you, and we want to let them know that they can come out and play with Derek and Tina.
I love that. They can come out and play. That's so true. And it's interesting when you were talking about, like, you want to be wined and dined, and, you know, you want the, you want that whole experience. And I was in, and I was like, oh, and it's so funny coming from me. I can't go learn about me. Like that stereotypical thing that that's a girl thing, and that's a, and the other stuff is a guy thing. I've never known that to be true. In my experience, men are more sentimental about those things than I am. No. Now, I'm not saying all women. Me personally.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
we're busting stereotypes.
We are.
Show. What is going on here today?
And I'm, you know, I don't mean to be hard and uncaring and cold to men. Just, you know, they just tend to be, like, more sentimental about all that stuff than me. I don't know why.
Look, they ain't got time for that stuff. Like, man up. Like, can you give me some flowers first?
Okay, not that I don't like the sentimental stuff. It's all good. But I just really have noticed a lot, and maybe it's because of my experiences and then being able to help so many men,
right,
not only as a phone actress,
right,
but just as a person or even people I date. I've always just helped them.
Yeah.
I'm like this healer. So I'm just,
right.
And it's just my nature. So, you know, so I'm a healer and then moving on, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Moving on.
Like,
no, I love you, Tina. I love you. I want you to be my girlfriend forever. I'm sorry, but we must move on.
Right.
You're ready to experience your next level. And it's funny because most men, then after they, I might date them, they get married, they have children, they
right.
get into a serious relationship. Well, it's just like how it is.
It's like parting the Red Sea. Once you get to the promised land, it's like they're liberated, right?
Right, they really are.
Right.
And you know, maybe it's partly just who I am and how I can be a more open person. And then, but here's what's weird. Then they all want to come back to me.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, other women aren't like you. Well, maybe you could be more open.
Hear this, folks. She doesn't like the clingy guys. Normally, it's the other way around. The chicks are clingy. Nice.
Oh, God. Nice. I know.
It's
funny. It's so funny.
Let me give a plug here. Next time, if you want to call in, our phone number is 646-668-2598. That's 646-668-2598. A little bit about the show is going to consist of the format. We'll tell you what's happening in the world today in terms of sex. So we'll bring you some very cool, interesting sexual facts and history that we find on the web and throughout the world. We'll hopefully have some guests and call-ins that will be willing to express themselves and share some of their sexual fetishes or questions.
Right.
And you never know. It's never going to be a dull moment here. In fact, if you have questions or you want to email us your thoughts or anything at all, you can email us at askderekandtina@hotmail.com. That's derekandtina@hotmail.com. So in the last 2 minutes of this segment, well, 90 seconds, I stand corrected. You know, I can take that because I have a relationship. So, all right, so in the last 90 seconds, we again want to welcome you into our lives and hopefully you accept us into yours. And we look forward to sharing the joys of sex from A to Z with you and hope that you get a chance to find the liberation that you deserve sexually. Tina,
perfect.
In closing.
Perfect, Derek. So as you can tell, Derek is definitely more eloquent with his words than myself.
Ooh. That's that metrosexual part kicking off. I don't grunt.
So thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. And we are sponsored by IngrisEugen.com.
Yes.
BeHappierToday.com.
And
AlmostFreeSexBooks.com.
AlmostFreeSexBooks.com. Get on it. Live it. And if you're 79 years old, don't fall asleep with your vibrator in.
If it's electric.
If it's electric, right.
Use the non-electric. Okay.
Thanks. Good night.